Let's talk business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. As Barbados looks ahead to a new year, the business community is being challenged to move beyond recovery and focus on measurable competitiveness. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry says 2026 must be a year defined by resilience, innovation, and growth. Joining us now for today's edition of Let's Talk Business is President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Paul Innes. To discuss in this, the very first edition for 2026, the priorities shaping the year ahead and what they mean for business across Barbados. I am Crystal J. Paul. Welcome to this brand new year. Welcome to this very first edition. Paul, welcome.
Thank you, Crystal J. It's very happy and great to be here and alive in a new year. And before we get into the business of business, I want to say Happy New Year to all of our listeners and members of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry and the wider Barbados business community, and to our stakeholders as well. As we step into 2026, our guiding principle will be resilience, which speaks to strength, adaptability, and foresight.
Yes. Powerful. That's very, very powerful already. Now, you describe resilience, just as you said there, adaptability, strength, foresight, and it's the guiding principle for 2026. What does that look like, however? Break it down for us in a practical term for Barbadian businesses this year.
So business is about taking risks. There are no real certainties when you get into the arena of being in business. So Barbadian businesses are exposed to various uncertainties as well as challenges and opportunities, and they all carry with them risks. So what resilience really means for us in real terms is how do we in Barbados or Barbadian businesses, how do we prepare ourselves to actually respond to the various uncertainties that will arise and the various opportunities that we need to seize and take advantage of. It is really about diversifying our supply chains. We have learned certainly in the last year, 2025, that this is a must, given our reliance on established supply chains that can create havoc and great uncertainty for small island states like Barbados and CARICOM. We need to embrace digital tools so that we can become more efficient. We can actually deliver our goods and services in a more efficient way that actually can reduce costs. It can actually increase value and productivity. And how can our businesses build financial buffers for those times where you will need a contingency plan, a financial contingency plan, to actually manage the various anticipated risks, whether climate-related or global disruptions that will certainly evolve given the uncertainties or the uncertain times that we live in. So we must have strategies that will allow us to pivot quickly while we seek to maintain continuity of operations and be able to meet the various needs of our various stakeholders and consumers.
Wonderful. Yes. Now, even as you look back at 2025, Barbados recorded nearly 3% economic growth and improved employment figures. How confident are you that this momentum can be sustained into 2026?
So the near 3% economic growth and improved employment figures are certainly encouraging signs from a business perspective, from a country perspective. For 2026, we remain confident because of the strong fundamentals. If you look at our tourism recovery sector, is doing very well. We have, I would say, an aggressive, but I would say also, I probably should say, a proactive and clear plan around digital adoption, and I would say transformation of how we do business and how we deliver services in Barbados. And the other one is around regional trade opportunities. They're robust and engaging initiatives and activities by several stakeholders to enhance, increase regional trade and extra-regional trade. We think that we need to sustain the momentum on these matters. We also need to pay attention to productivity gaps. That is one of the fundamentals that we need to keep our pulse on and ensure that our SMEs have access to financing and technology, given that SMEs make up a significant amount of our business sector and employment base as well.
Now, you've emphasized the need for measurable competitiveness. What specific indicators or KPIs will the chamber use to judge whether 2026 has been successful?
So, cost competitive must be measurable. It makes no sense talking about it if you can't measure it. As you know, only what is measured is what is done, or what gets done is the saying, right? We want to be able to track indicators such as export growth. So we want to be able to monitor and measure the growth in export by our membership, by the country. We want to be able to measure, monitor, and measure the business relationships, whether locally, regionally, or globally, that our members engage and see how or if that has increased and the extent to which that has increased. One of the things that we are serious about is how can we help our local businesses that are only local or only have local operations and have an appetite to expand, how can we help those businesses and facilitate the, I would say, expansion of those businesses regionally and globally. One of the other ones would be around digital adoption. We want to see an increase and expansion of digital adoption by our members. We also want to be able to measure the ease of doing business and the various improvements that are in train to facilitate the ease of doing business in Barbados. Workforce productivity and efficiency is important and actually is one of those competitive indicators. I think that is critical and essential for business operations, but as a country, if you were to consider what an investor, one of the things an investor would think about is how competitive the workforce is in terms of delivering on the various requirements to ensure that a business is successful. We will also monitor climate resilience investments. That continues to be important, and regional trade participation would be one of the other key metrics that we will be paying attention to.
I'm glad you ended there on climate resilience because I want to ask about climate resilience, even as we are experiencing even more so now than ever before climate change. Now, climate resilience is one of your top three priorities you just mentioned. How can businesses, if you can expound on it, especially small and medium enterprises, meaningfully participate in climate resilient initiatives?
So for SMEs, the Chamber has been partnering with the UNDRR, and we are grateful and thankful to the UN for partnering with us to provide support to SMEs to help them with practical steps, and I would say a toolkit to actually ensure that they have climate resilient operations or businesses. For us, this is a top priority, and we are of the view that SMEs can start with some practical steps, such as energy efficiency audits, adopting renewable energy solutions, alternative energy solutions. They can also participate in sector-wide adaptation programs. We are facilitating some of those. The chamber is actually working with the UNDRR to train a number of people within the business community that can actually help facilitate training for other SMEs, so that the load and the opportunity to have more people within the business community equipped with the necessary toolkits and I would say toolkits and the necessary information to help them implement initiatives that are affordable and actionable.
So digital transformation. We've been hearing so much about digital transformation, and it is another key pillar. Where do you think Barbadian businesses are strongest digitally, and where do they still need the most support?
Yeah, so digital transformation within Barbados in general is an important move and an important initiative that we need to continue to implement without delay and without hindrance. If you look at, for example, digital payments, which can reduce, has the effect of reducing transaction delays and improving cash flow predictability. So just on the payment side, from a business perspective, if digitizing payments, your payment system can actually reduce a transaction delay, that is a business efficiency value delivered right there and then. And if it can improve cash flow predictability in the sense that you're a little more certain, not a little, you're really certain about your cash flow, it helps with business planning. And I would say if you're in the inventory business, it helps a lot with how you plan around your cash flows in terms of your outward and your inward cash flows, which are cash flows critical to a business. If you don't have a well-managed cash flow system, your business can actually go bust.
Yes.
So coupled with, I would say, fintech-driven access to credit, businesses can manage working capital more efficiently and actually reduce reliance on slower traditional banking processes. So we see the acceleration of digital payments and access to finance as crucial and important to helping businesses become more efficient. And also, it has the positive impact of reducing the cost of doing business. It also facilitates the ease of doing business as well. So I think it is something that we need to accelerate and continue implementing. And we need wholesale adoption of digital payments in Barbados. It actually will make doing business much cheaper. One of the other things that I like about it is it removes that risk of handling cash and checks, which can be subject to burglary and theft. So if you can actually just remove that risk completely, you have one less risk to people and facilities that you have to worry about. So there are many benefits to implementing digital payments and actually accelerating digital payments in the business community.
Yes, indeed. Now, With CARICOM free movement expanding opportunities, we are seeing that even more countries are coming on board. How prepared are Barbadian businesses to compete and collaborate regionally?
Well, the CARICOM free movement expands opportunity for collaboration and competition. And Chris J, there are a number of Barbadian businesses that are already regional, and
True.
continue to explore partnerships within the region, though they are regional. What I would like to see is more Barbadian businesses take advantage of the CARICOM free movement and the regional readiness for collaboration and competition. So, from a chamber perspective, we are working on capacity building programs to help our members meet regional standards. We are working to understand and improve logistic networks for competitive advantage. And how do we help our members by increasing and exploring partnerships within the region? And we've started that work with prior presidents before my term, where we have been engaging with several chamber of commerces, both regionally, extra-regionally. So we've gone from CARICOM states to LATAM, South America. We've engaged with started to engage with chambers in on the African continent. We recently signed a MOU, which we will action in 2026 with the Ghana Chamber of Commerce. We recently engaged with the chamber from Bucharest. They have an interest in partnering and seeking opportunities, exploring opportunities and partnerships within our region. And we actually engage also in the within the last month, we've had the chamber, no, Export St. Lucia engage with us and our membership on what opportunities are available to partner with Barbados businesses, not only in Barbados, but for those of us that have regional operations. What are the opportunities to partner and become a much larger or, provide value where there's the possibility of doing that through a partnership?
I do recall what you're saying being reported in the news recently. Given this focus on alternative supply chains and new source markets, as you said, what are some of the lessons from recent global disruptions, and how is it shaping this strategy?
Global disruptions has taught us the importance of diversification. But you would recall that when I started this conversation, I said that businesses, there's a component to doing business, and the risk is a big factor, right?
Yes, yes.
Investors and business owners take risks, and sometimes we forget that. I think sometimes there's this thought that businesses and investors have this pot of gold that they can afford to invest without consideration for gain or loss. So part of risk management in business is one of the key components of doing business is how do you diversify and manage the various risks around your reliance or business reliance on a particular supply chain and a particular market source market, right?
Yes.
And we've learned through the global disruptions, certainly COVID has taught us that as well, that our strategies must emphasize multiple source markets. And it sounds easy, but for us, we are locking a lot of our distributors and wholesalers and importers are locking to, I would say, medium to long term contractual arrangements with source markets
Yes.
and also supply chains.
Yes.
And they now need to formulate a strategy, a diversification strategy as to how they will manage shifting from where they are to ensuring that they have alternative supply chains and new source markets. And, we're going to have to look closer to home. So I spoke earlier about LATAM and South America. There's an opportunity there for us, and we can actually probably reduce the cost of some goods if we can get them directly from LATAM and South America, as opposed to they going from LATAM, South America into the US and then back down south. That in itself, logistically, they have worked that out so efficiently that it happens on a weekly basis, but it is expensive. And you would have heard recently about the tariffs in the US. So goods that go into the US and then come back down, depending on what they are now subject to a tariff. And that tariff is passed on to the
The
shipper,
consumer.
and eventually it is passed on to the consumer. And then we go to the whole question of the cost of living. In some cases, we have no say in what that cost is, because we are takers, we are price takers, right? So we think building resilience through multiple source markets is going to be necessary and important. And the other market that we need to continue to work on is how do we build resilience through local manufacturing? There's a lot of talk in Barbados around local manufacturing. There is a lot of talk in Barbados around local food production. But I think academically, we know what we need to do. We just need to get on with it. There's no need. I don't see a reason, let me put it this way. I don't see a reason why we cannot, with a significant degree of certainty, stop importing some things that can be grown here and have at least the import only in those seasons or times when we really need to import, right? So those are serious and important discussions, but they need some action around them, as opposed to a lot of the talk that we tend to get sometimes. Alternate supply chains and new markets is a big challenge, and this is one that we will have to try and crack, because the costs of our current supply. So I would say we see tangible opportunities in trade in African Caribbean ties, as it may relate, say, to agro products. There's an opportunity for renewable energy partnerships, cultural exchange driven tourism, and joint ventures in technology and innovation. The African continent has demonstrated that they can create new technologies and be innovative, especially in the financial services spectrum. And I think there's an opportunity to create a new era of collaboration between Africa and the Caribbean in those respects.
As we wrap up this edition, this is the first edition for the year. What is your message to businesses that may still be cautious or hesitant about investing and expanding in 2026?
Well, investing is for the brave and those who understand and see opportunity, but it also comes with a vision, right? If you have a very clear vision about what you want to achieve and you're willing to commit resources in all its forms to the vision, I think 2026 is a year of opportunity. While uncertainty exists, those who invest will be best positioned for growth and to enjoy the benefits of the investment. And the chamber stands ready to support businesses through this transition. And also, we would like to make 2026 a year for bold steps and sustainable progress, because together we can build a resilient, competitive, and innovative Barbados.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. You've given us much food for thought. 2026 looks like an exciting year ahead, even with the climate resilience. You're looking at various aspects of resilience, and we're looking forward to what will re be revealed with the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Thank you very much, Paul Innes, for sharing with us, President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, outlining the priorities for 2026 and the push toward measurable competitiveness as the Chamber moves to implement its 2026 to 2028 strategic plan, the focus remaining on resilience, innovation, and sustainable growth for businesses across Barbados. Thank you, Paul.
You're most welcome, Krista Jane.
And I'm Krista J. Paul. That's it for the first edition. Join us again next Monday, same time, right here on VOB 92.9 FM. And if you missed any of today's edition or the previous editions, you're invited to log on to starcomnetwork.net and listen to the podcast. Take care.
That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.